Brittany Rice is our guest on the program today, Community and Family Resource, CFR Helps. Thanks for coming in today.
Absolutely.
Good to have you back. And here we are in the middle part of August. School getting ready to start. Are we excited? Does that set up any markers or anything for you? Like, what do we start really focusing on now?
Well, at CFR, of course, we see an increase in people coming through our doors when school starts because we do have, you know, one of our main campuses over in Ames. So as ISU students come back, we tend to see more people coming in for OWIs and things like that, younger folks. Otherwise, yeah. I'm sure we see similar trends in Fort Dodge and whatnot, but we primarily work with adults, so that's the main one.
That's the big one. One of the hot topics lately has been some of the gambling things that have been going on. Those are that when we very first started visiting, we talked about gambling addiction, but over the years, we've talked about a variety of different challenges that you're facing, through CFR. For gambling, we talked about the apps that are out there and just how prevalent it's become, how I would say socially acceptable for
it's
some.
It's very socially acceptable, yeah.
And boy, there's been a lot of news, at least at the collegiate level, and it's got to do with young people that were underage, really, is one of the challenges. This is a concern.
Yeah, it's absolutely a concern. One, because we know that the earlier you start, the more easily it is to become addicted to something. It's a higher risk factor. So it is a concern. I hate to say it. I'm not necessarily surprised that it's happening by any means because those apps are so easy to get into and use. You know, they don't have any actual verification of age or identification. So very easy to lie about your age or whatever to start gambling.
No, someone would not tell the truth on an app. I'm surprised. That is something that I know CFR has said, and you've said it, and I know other counselors that we have with CFR have mentioned in the past, too, when they've been on the program or been on at one time or another. The video games at a young age, it's just kind of an indoctrination. It makes it acceptable to younger people. They don't think twice about doing
it. Well, absolutely. And, you know, I actually just was a presenter at our drug trends training on gambling. And I always talk about adolescents and gambling. I usually show a short clip about loot boxes because I'm not a gamer, so I didn't know what loot boxes were. So I like to show the clips so that people know what they are. But I think it's an easy transition going from gaming on your PlayStation and playing games on your phone to gambling on your phone because it feels the same. You know, it doesn't feel like you're spending actual money or anything like that. So I think it's a really easy transition. And like I said, it's not hard to lie on one of those apps about your age.
Yeah. Well, that's where some of the problem apparently for a number of young people has come up with at least that's some of the challenge that they've got. So let's talk a little bit about the addiction part of it, becoming addicted to it. And then we do have a counselor for gambling, or at least I think he's still around. He's been pretty busy, I think.
He's been pretty busy. He is running a lot of our substance use programming as well to keep himself busy because, you know, as we build a gambling program, it's a slow process. So he's been doing a lot of substance use, but he's still there for evaluations or gambling treatment when people do come in. And of course, you can still call 1-800-BETS-OFF. You can still log on to Your Life Iowa, whatever that looks like for you, and be connected with the counselor. And of course, you can call any of our offices and be connected with the counselor as well.
So is he covering the bigger area for you?
Yeah, he's covering what we refer to as our northern area or the original eight counties. So the Fort Dodge, Ames, Boone area is what his coverage is.
And I'm guessing every once in a while, you just get all kinds of things that'll come in because, like you said, apparently more socially acceptable.
It's very socially acceptable. Actually, in the training that I presented in a couple weeks ago, one of the pieces that I thought was kind of interesting on gambling, there was a study done in 2021 at the national level, but they did break it down by state. And in Iowa, the most common form of sports betting is still in person. So like friends and family betting in person on like the Super Bowl or something. So I thought that was interesting. But of course, the apps are on the rise.
Sure. Yeah. And really very, very well, younger people, I think, are more comfortable with using those.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's where we'll see probably our next big issues showing up.
How
do you gear up for something like that?
I think the best thing that we can do is just learn more about it, get familiar with it. The biggest downfall, I think, is, you know, if we're not doing it, we don't know all the lingo and things like that. And sure. So it's hard for people to take us at face value. So just really learning the trends and the lingo and things like that. It's not saying we have to go do it.
No.
But we need to learn about it.
But just understand what's all going in.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, some challenges there. We'll see what happens on that side. But I do know that's one of those things, too, that as you get more and more people that are interested or in finding out more about it or seeking some assistance, mm-hmm. That's really how you build your program.
Yeah.
Because it's all gambling is all voluntary, or gambling addiction.
Yes. The gambling treatment is all voluntary right now. We aren't seeing courts requiring any treatment or evaluations. I would love to see that start happening because I feel like there's probably a lot of charges out there that are coming about because of somebody's gambling, you know, those theft charges or things like that, or, you know, the credit card fraud.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure gambling's involved, at least to an extent, in some of those charges. I will say I forgot to mention that my current gambling counselor, we have reopened that position because we're wanting to get somebody else in because he wants to go back to full substance use. It's kind of what he's
knows.
So we are looking to hire a full-time gambling counselor, and they can be located in any of our mm-hmm. 8 counties. So that is kind of cool too. So if somebody mm-hmm. here in Boone wanted to be our gambling counselor, all they'd have to do is apply and come interview with me.
There you go. There's another job opening.
Yeah.
Another opening. And I understand that. Yeah. On the substance abuse side of it, too. Mm-hmm. Now, you also have Minnesota now that has opened up for cannabis.
Yes.
So now you're getting surrounded here.
We are. And I think the key thing to keep in mind for anybody that is using is here in Iowa, regardless of our beliefs, it's still illegal. You still have to be cautious. You still have to think about that. Because it's still illegal, you can still get charged despite if you feel like it should be legal. So
don't listen to all the media stuff. It is, yeah. Well, first we had Illinois and the concern was mm-hmm. coming in, and really started to see some things over in the eastern part of the state.
Yeah.
And then now from the north, we get that going on too. So mm-hmm. We'll work with it.
Well, and I think it's important to keep in mind too that it is still federally illegal. And mm-hmm. so if you cross state lines, it's not just a possession charge anymore. Mm-hmm. It then becomes like a federal case. You know, it's a felony. So I think that's important to keep in mind as well.
There is that. There is that. Well, we do have a few other things I did want to talk about. We have an overdose event coming up. You guys are planning, and this is relatively soon.
Yeah. So August 31st is Overdose Awareness Day. So I am currently on the planning committee for our overdose awareness event that we're hosting over in Ames at Banshell Park. And of course, that is open to anybody, Boone County, Story County, whoever wants to come. We're going to have some speakers. We've got a food truck lined up. And then, of course, our Narcan training. So anybody that comes will be trained on how to administer Narcan, which is the medication that can reverse the effects of an overdose. And they'll get a little voucher to take into the pharmacy and actually get a free dose of Narcan. So we got some cool things going on there. So I do encourage everybody to come out. I want to say it starts at 11 a.m. Like I said, it's in Banshell Park. Ames.
That's going to be the big one. There will be some other reminders coming out before.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've got flyers. We've got an event on Facebook and things like that. So we'll continue to just kind of push to get that out there.
So just anybody interested in finding out about dealing with overdoses mm-hmm. or in particular, you want medical professionals or what?
Anybody in the community. So last year at the event, we had community members, we had workers, we had some police there to kind of learn about it. So this year, I know some of the speakers include, of course, we've got one police officer who's going to come speak. We've got our prevention staff that are going to provide the Narcan training. We've got one or two people coming to tell their stories with overdose, so their personal stories. And I did forget to mention that we have actually implemented planned, I guess, a tabling event with it as well. So there's going to be resources there, too, for people to gather if they need them.
All right. So, again, that'll be Banchell Park.
Banchell Park.
In Ames. And that'll be on the 31st.
Nope. So we're doing it on the 26th.
26th. Okay.
Yep. So that's that Saturday.
Saturday the 26th.
Yep.
Not far away.
Yeah. No.
Couple weeks.
Yep.
So. Again, plan to take that in. If you need information, want to find out, and if you can't make it there, if you had something else you needed to do or something, I'm sure you could always make contact.
Absolutely. You can always reach out to us. There's going to be overdose awareness events in other locations as well, like other cities and whatnot. So ours isn't the only one. I'm hoping that maybe next year we can get one going in Boone. I think that would be super cool. But right now, Boone folks, just come on over to Ames.
Sure.
Come hang out with us. It's 2 hours.
It's not that hard. And again, kind of interesting to learn about because so many different things now. Mm. We touched on fentanyl in the past, and it is here. It's
in everything.
Yeah. So it does have an effect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it does.
Dangerous. Very dangerous stuff. So that's going on, and you're also working on mental health.
So in September every year, Story County does a mental health expo, which again is open to anybody. I want to say that's September 26th. I could be wrong.
That's Awareness Month.
Yes. So it is September 26th, because as I look at the calendar, that's a Tuesday, and we always have it on a Tuesday. And that's actually going to be at the MU over at ISU. And again, that's open to anybody in the community. Come on over. Last year, I know we had like 350 people, I think, show up. We've got a speaker that we've paid to have come speak. We're going to have kind of a panel where people can ask questions of mental health professionals and get some answers. And then it's a big, big tabling event, too. So you'll have all the different resources for the most part. I think we've got 36 tables signed up currently to come. And, of course, there's food.
And that helps. Food
helps,
too. So that's over in Story County. But, again, because you guys helped put it together and you cover a very sizable area really now.
Yeah.
With the recent addition of down into the metro area.
Yep, we've got our locations in Des Moines right now and Iowa City as well.
That's a big area.
Yes.
The original eight counties, folks, it has just expanded. And part of it is you do cover a lot of different kinds of services. And again, we talk about locally, driver's license stuff for OWI is going through that. And some of the basic things here, we've talked about gambling addiction stuff. But it is just the beginning of the help that you guys have available.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, we've got our substance use counseling, our evaluations. We've got mental health therapy here in Boone and psych providers as well to help with medications and things like that. We've got the gambling treatment. We've got a couple grants that'll help people out a little bit financially, but also just kind of moving forward in their lives. And then something I'm really excited about is I've hired a peer coach for Story in Boone Counties.
Okay.
And she should be starting probably about mid-September, maybe beginning of September. And what that is somebody with lived experience that can just kind of coach people through the beginning of their recovery. So I'm really excited about that one. I think that's going to be a real game changer.
So did she really stand out to you as being really a beneficial
Absolutely.
Tool?
I've been trying to get her hired on since I opened the position. She's actually one of my first clients.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that.
And that helps. I mean, somebody you've worked with that has made it through and wants to work with people.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And I'm not too concerned saying she's one of my former clients because she makes it known. She used to come speak to my groups about her story anyway. And the first thing she'd always say is, Brittany used to be my counselor.
So, used to be, I don't have to go back to her, but she's always there.
Yep. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm hopeful that that'll help a lot of our folks as well.
So people, mark your calendars if you want to find out more about the overdose. Again, if you missed some of the things we touched about at the overdose event that's going to be held on the 26th, Banchell Park, over in Ames. Again, if you need particulars, you can find out. They can call the local office here.
Yep, they can give us a call. They can give me a call. We've got flyers. I'm hoping to get some posted here around town. I just need to get my hands on them first.
There's that.
Yep. And then, of course, we've got a Facebook event.
So, okay. Oh, well, that's an easy one to follow along. I always go to CFR Helps. You guys got a ton of information.
Oh, yeah. And any events that we're a part of will be posted on the CFR Facebook page. It may not be posted on CFR Helps, but...
Yeah. And the Story County Mental Health Expo, again, that'll be in the latter part of September. We'll hit on that again, I'm sure. But again, available to anybody from the area.
Absolutely. And all of the both of these events are free. I'd like to throw that out there. Like I said, the overdose event has a food truck, so that's a little bit of a cost if somebody wants to eat something because it's food truck. But the Mental Health Expo is completely free.
So, and that's at Memorial Union.
Yep, it's at Memorial Union.
Okay. Brittany Rice has been our guest on the program today, again from CFR, Community and Family Resources. We do have an office here in Boone on the south side. If you have issues, questions, things you might think, maybe you know somebody that might need some help and need to just visit with somebody, how to get them involved, you can stop by.
Yep, stop by, give us a call. I actually have a counselor there on Mondays and Fridays in the office, but Monday through Friday, we've got our front desk staff that can also help you answer questions.
And people, you don't just walk in and get help right away. You go through a process.
Yep, it's a process.
You got to go through an assessment and then whatever.
Yep, it's a substance abuse evaluation. Yep.
They have a plan.
We do schedule them here in Boone, but in Ames, we do walk-ins. So.
Okay. All right. Brittany Rice has been our guest again from Community and Family Resources. Again, one of our service providers here in Boone County. Thanks for coming in and joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.